From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in Iraq, more anti-election violence. First, the lead. Confirmation hearings tomorrow for the man President Bush wants as his next attorney general. He's the current White House counsel, Alberto Gonzalez. He's worked for Mr. Bush in various roles since Mr. Bush was governor of Texas. Most controversial now is Alberto Gonzalez's advice to the president about using torture to combat terrorism. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
Of all the memos that Alberto Gonzalez has written since he began as George W. Bush's legal counsel, of all the decisions he made while a member of the Texas Supreme Court, of all the policies he helped craft as the Texas Secretary of State, two memos will be at the center of his confirmation hearings beginning tomorrow. One is the so-called torture memo of August 2002, which came from the Justice Department. The other is the Geneva Convention memo, which Gonzalez himself wrote. Combined, these two memos defined how the United States treated enemy combatants from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Gonzalez's critics say you just need to look at those memos to see evidence of a White House counsel who is trying to find any legal justification, no matter how thin or poorly reasoned, to bypass the Geneva Convention. But Beth Nolan, who was the last White House counsel for President Clinton, notes the job's very description is to advocate for the president. She says with the tough questions, there's often a tension. You need to stay within the law, but you're there to help the president make policy.
Your role should always be also then to figure out how you can do it. How can you get as close as you possibly can within the law?
Some thought that Gonzalez had overstepped the law when he laid out the legal foundation for the detention centers in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and Iraq. In particular, Navy lawyers and retired members of the Judge Advocates General said the White House and Gonzalez had acted improperly. But Douglas Kemmick, professor of constitutional law at Pepperdine University, says the JAG Corps was criticizing the process only because they didn't like Gonzalez's product.
His office and his telephone was open to the military lawyers, to the judge advocate generals. I think some of those military lawyers were dissatisfied with the conclusion because they reached a different judgment, but that doesn't mean they weren't listened to.
Kemmick, who was constitutional legal counsel under Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, counts Gonzalez as a friend and supports his nomination. Beth Nolan thinks that Gonzalez will need to explain in more detail his reasoning and role in those key memos. She doesn't say out of hand that it's wrong to even question the Geneva Convention. In fact, she says she'd have had to had she been legal counsel post-September 11th, 2001. But she does question Gonzalez's reasoning and his methods.
I don't think we should hold lawyers accountable for coming to a decision with which we disagree, as so long as we think that they did a reasonable job of analyzing the law and looking at all the relevant sources and talking to all the relevant people.
Nolan says it doesn't seem as if Gonzalez solicited opinions from everyone he needed to in order to reach the conclusions he reached. In fact, the Justice Department recently rescinded the so-called torture memo, which shaped the prosecution on the war on terror, and which Gonzalez didn't write, but may have had a significant hand in crafting. Just how much of a hand will be one of the questions pursued by the Senate Judiciary Committee beginning tomorrow. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.